Despite the well-publicized efforts of the Pope, Bono of U2, and the grassroots coalition Jubilee 2000, the progress toward debt relief for the world's poorest countries can only be viewed as a small step in the right direction. At least that's the conclusion of Nancy Birdsall, head of the Center for Global Development. She's just co-authored a book titled Delivering on Debt Relief. Thanks for being with us, Dr. Birdsall.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
You're releasing your book just as finance officials from around the world gather for the spring meetings of the World Bank and the IMF. Just a couple of years ago, these organizations agreed to increase debt relief for poor countries, and that was seen as a big step forward. So why do you now argue that actually it's just a bit of a baby step?
Well, it was a big step philosophically because for the first time, the official donor community said, okay, we need to actually write off some of the debt of these very poor countries. It's not possible for them to pay. And the only way that they're paying now is because we're giving them money or lending them money in order to pay us back. It was a baby step at the same time because the amounts that they decided of the debt that should be written off were simply too small to achieve any kind of sensible objective.
Well, then how much should the debt burden be reduced?
What we propose in our book is that the debt should be written off to the extent that it allows countries to be paying no more than 2% of their GDP each year in repayments of the debt that they owe. It's just as though when someone buys a house, they need to calculate what they can afford to pay each month. This is a calculation of what countries can afford to pay each year.
And what percentage of GDP are countries paying now under the program?
In some cases, they're paying as much as 5% of GDP. In other cases, they are already paying less than 2% of GDP. So our formula has differential effects on different countries.
Is there evidence that the current debt relief is being used well by the countries that are receiving it?
Yes, there is good evidence. There's been a World Bank study that suggests that a substantial portion, more than 50% of the savings in countries like Uganda and Tanzania, is being used to increase primary school enrollment, being used to deal with prevention of the spread of the HIV/AIDS virus. So there's been a lot of attention to the countries developing their own programs for how they would use the saved resources and to the donors working with them to support them in the effort to absorb that money effectively in programs like health and education.
How likely is it that further debt relief is going to be forthcoming, either from the meetings of the IMF and World Bank this weekend in Washington or anytime soon?
I think there's good hope, frankly. Just in the last couple of days, for example, a country called Burkina Faso, which is in Central Africa, got to the point where the decision was made that it should get this debt stock reduction. At the last minute, there was a decision to increase the amount that it was receiving because the projections of what it needed turned out to be too optimistic. It needs more than was expected. This is a sign that the donor community is recognizing that countries just, we're putting them into a situation where they're going through rounds and rounds of negotiations over debt. It's much better to just write it off and give them a chance to get to the starting point to grow and to deal with their citizens' needs. There's real healthy sign that the citizens of rich countries are prepared to help deal with this issue.
Thanks very much, Dr. Birdsall.
You're welcome.
Nancy Birdsall heads the Center for Global Development in Washington. Her new book is titled Delivering on Debt Relief.